these places of creation. Quesnel Lake is Uchten San Chameikwa. It's the birthing waters of the salmon.
That's Jacinda Mack in the trailer for the short film Uprivers. The film captures the devastation to Mack's homelands after the Mount Polly mine disaster in British Columbia.
Yesterday morning, 10 million cubic meters of wastewater containing dangerous chemicals poured into local waterways.
Filmmaker Matthew Jackson of Sitka has been traveling around Southeast Alaska presenting the 30-minute film. The film asks difficult questions through its two protagonists.
It's really the stories of these two women that I was lucky enough to meet in the course of trying to learn more about transboundary mining. And so it's the story of Jacinda Mack and Carrie James and kind of how both of them are responding in their own ways to the mining boom that's happening in British Columbia right now.
Mack was thrown into the spotlight because of the 2014 Mount Polly disaster. Her community was just downstream, and overnight she found herself advocating for responsible mining in Canada. Carrie James is a lifelong resident of Ketchikan, where Jackson was born. Jackson says he was compelled to tell the women's stories several years ago after he learned about the KSM mine, a large proposed transboundary copper and gold mine near Ketchikan. And he eventually recognized the women's stories were a powerful way to explore the issue.
Because they seem to have parallel stories on opposite sides of the border.
Though he says the film is not anti-mine.
The conversation I want to have is, how valuable is our clean water? How valuable are our salmon? How are these mines going to affect our way of life? And I'm not anti-mine, and I don't think Carrie and Jacinda are anti-mine either. But what we do have to ask is some really hard questions about British Columbia's history managing mines and what the impacts of those will be and what's at risk.
Jackson says the film presents political solutions, but he says it also offers a more fundamental message.
Jacinda has this lovely phrase, which is sharing our love stories with the land. And I hope that the film inspires people to do that.
The film Uprivers will soon be embarking on a parallel screening tour in British Columbia. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton.